Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony O.
And this is a time of flux, isn't it, Tony?
it's a time of fluxing.
Flux. And, you know, something about times of flux, it's good to be... Like, we're not face-to-face with each other, are we? Because we're doing this on Skype. But this band are face-to-face, should anything go wrong. Listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Face to Face, who are on the People Like You compilation that I featured the other week. I wanted to play something off their new album, which I thought I'd got access to, but I haven't. So that was actually... So even though I didn't really want to play another track off it, that was the only track I could get, and it is the opening track on that great album. It's also the opening track on this great show. Oh, so great. This mess of a show. Speaking of messes of a show, I will have information about a particular mess of a show in a little while. What I want to know is, what is Face to Face's website?
Facetoface.com.
No, facetofacemusic.com, which makes it probably be an internet one. Tony, did you say arse?
Yeah.
They've been around a long time, Face to Face. They're a fantastic punk band. Do make sure that you check them out by their website and check out People Like You Records. And thanks very much to Simon Knott for making these tracks available to me. Now then, I'm going to crack straight on with some additional material here, because have I got some? Last week I asked for some jokes and poems. I got both. I'm saving some for the next show. But straight up, this is a... Well, I'll explain it. Little April was asleep in class. The teacher decided to catch her out and asked, "Tell me, April, who created the universe?" When April didn't answer, her friend Little Johnny jabbed her in the back with a pen. "God Almighty!" shouted April. A little while later, the teacher asked her, "Who is our saviour?" Johnny again prods her with a pen and April shouts, "Jesus Christ!" The teacher was determined to catch her asleep and asked, "What did Eve say to Adam after she had their 23rd child?" Johnny again comes to the rescue and jabs April, who screams, "If you stick that fucking thing in me once more, I'll break it in half and shove it up your ass."
Nice.
Hope you like that. Paul, Mucky Pop, P.S. I'm still in the year of our punky 2008. So if you've had this joke before, I haven't reached it yet. I think we have. I think I've read that joke out before.
Well, I've heard it before, but
yeah,
maybe.
I think I've read that joke out before, several years ago. So, look forward to hearing that, Mucky Pop. Probably when you get to 2009 or something. But, yeah, it was worth a second reading. And best of luck catching up with shows, Mucky Pop. It was still good in 2008, wasn't it?
Yes.
And, of course, so if you have a joke for me, send an email to paulieb@punkyray.com, type in your email, comedy suburbs. I do like getting them. I like to read them out. Now, we have also had the almost inevitable poem for Poetry Corner from Joni Hates Jizz.
Hey.
Well done, Joni Hates Jizz. And it starts in the usual way. Hey, P&T.
Hi.
Punky Radio, you're sure where it's at, with comedy suburbs and Tones is a twat. Thanks, Paul, for the shout and for taking time out from non-stop hand to hand. Sorry, I fucked that up. I'm going to do the whole thing again. Okay. Punky Radio, you're sure where it's at, with comedy suburbs and Tones is a twat. Thanks, Paul, for the shout and for taking time out from non-stop hands to gland combat. There we go. Sorry nice. About that, Jane. I mucked it up. She's called herself this week the Musselburgh Muff Diver, which is quite interesting because I will be driving past Musselburgh on Sunday when I go to Edinburgh. And she does quote, once again, moving around the country, licking women one city at a time. That was quoted by me.
Yeah.
That's right. So if you have a poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, Poetry Corner. Now, Tone, I'm going to get straight on the next song. Is that fine?
That's fine.
That's fine. This has come through from Dirty Water Records. You know, they've been really, really good at sending us some fantastic garage rock.
Yeah.
And this is a band we've played before called Hollywood Sinners, who have a new album out. You find out about them via Dirty Water Records, but for the time being, what I want to know is what's their MySpace page.
MySpace.com/HollywoodSinners.
Yes, but for some reason I've written down MySpace.com/HollywoodSwingers. But nice. I'm sure that might have just been me. It is Hollywood Sinners, you're right. Tony One, probably the internet one. I'm making more of a mess of this than I thought. This is Modernix or Modernix. Listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I was wondering, have you got any podcast alley comments?
No.
It's a new month, isn't it?
It is a new month, yeah. We've had one, I think, so I'm saving it until the next show. But
yeah, and I will vote later on, so you'll probably have a comment from me.
Great.
So that means we're going to the default, which shouldn't be the default. It should be the thing you're all commenting on, but you're not, which is Facebook.
Yeah. So don't forget, we have a Facebook group. Please do like our page. Actually, it's actually a page now, isn't it? So go to Facebook, search Punky Radio. There's a radio station. Click on that and like it. That's our page. Leave us a comment on our wall, and we'll read them out if you don't like Podcast Alley. But don't forget, Podcast Alley is still there. Please do vote for us if you get a moment. Easiest way, again, go to punkyradio.com. On the top of the screen is important. Please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because it'll read them out. But here's the Facebook comments that we've had in the past week or so. And this is in reply to the Sweatmaster special.
Oh, right.
Fat Boy, who said, and very good it was too. Thank you much, Fat Boy. He's right, of course. It was a very fine show. Dave Taylor, who says, are they back? I love I'm a Demon. We'll tune in later. We replied quite the opposite, Dave. They're splitting up. Dave Taylor, what a bummer. I only saw them once at the garage. We'll dig out the 7-inch and play it at the weekend. Another comment from Josh Murphy, again about the Sweatmaster. He says, I am now a fan of Sweatmaster. Punky United fans and bands across the lands.
Kiosk! Kiosk!
Thank you very much, Josh. And finally, Orby Hansen, who says, why is my beer empty? It's probably Punky's fault. Pause, drink, rock and rolling can now resume. Thank you very much, Orby, and thanks very much for last week's twat.
Yes, thanks very much for that insanely brilliant twat. And yes, that Sweatmaster special, I got quite a bit of feedback from that myself, people saying, wow, I'd never heard a few Sweatmaster songs in a row. They really do rock, don't they? And yes, Sweatmaster are brilliant, and oh wow, I wish I'd heard about Sweatmaster before. And one person who sent in a message to the effect of, I can't believe I've only just heard of Sweatmaster, now they're splitting up. Why didn't I listen to Punky years ago? And I went, well, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
But they are brilliant. Their CD's still available. They'll be sadly missed. They're fantastic.
And that's it for the Facebook wall. Please do leave us comments.
Yeah, do, because most of you are on Facebook. It doesn't take long.
No.
Just rock over to our Facebook page and write some nonsense on it, and we'll read it out. Simple. Next song time.
Okay.
I've never played this before.
Okay.
You've never heard it before. It's not a particularly well-known song, except for in old-school psychobilly circles. It's absolutely brilliant. I'll give you information after I've played it. This is the Crewmen. Don't Give a Toss.
Well, play haven't seen nothing yet. Honey, don't you think I'm a liar? I'm happy when I'm good, so I don't give a toss. Of course it may be wild, but baby, don't be fooled. I want to wait and get my kicks without all the bull. Oh, no!
Bung Scraper.
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the crewman. Don't give a toss. Now, I'm not actually going to give you details about the crewman because they split up many years ago. The original lead singer was one Mark Cole, a.k.a. Mad Dog Cole, from the band Mad Dog Cole.
Oh, okay.
So what I want to know is, what is Mad Dog Cole's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/MadDogCole.
No, myspace.com/MadDogCole06. But there's also myspace.com/MadDogCole07. It doesn't matter. Whatever happens, it's probably being the internet 2, Tony 1. I think there might even be a MadDogCole09. But basically, MySpace, MadDogCole, you'll find him. He's also on Facebook. There is a MadDogCole sort of website as well for the podcast that he does. And I had a brief chat with him the other night because there were rumours that the crewmen were going to get back together for a one-off gig, but by the sounds of things, they're not.
Right.
Because they don't give a toss. Okay. That song is just brilliant. I absolutely love it. That's one of those ones that when things go wrong, and they do a lot, I sing it to myself, and it's an oversight, though I haven't played it before now. That's from their first album, Adventures of the Crewmen, which I recommend and is available via Raucous Records. I'm info boy this week.
You are.
So, did you do anything last week? You found a house yet?
Nearly. We've put an offer in today in a house, but it was rejected, and I have a sneaking suspicion that the estate agents rubbing their hands together because they're bidding us against someone else. So we put a bid in, then half an hour later the phone back says, oh, the other one's put a higher bid in, would you like to put a higher bid in? So I'm tempted to walk away. We're going to put one last bid in tomorrow.
Yeah, just say this is the final offer, and then if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, isn't it?
Exactly.
So, I put the final offer about 50p above the phantom other bidder.
Yeah, I do suspect that it exists. So.
Right.
We'll do the last bid tomorrow and then that's it. Hopefully that'll be it. And apart from that, I've been just doing bits and pieces I've meant to do for a while in terms of like health. Like I went to the dentist and I went to doctor because I need a hearing test. And I'm going to do petitions this week. So a little few bits and pieces like that.
Sort of head stuff.
Head stuff, yeah.
I could really do to see a dentist at some point while I've still got some teeth left. Last week, I did Kingston Jonglers on Friday and Saturday night, and what a pleasure it was. No, tough room,
really?
But yeah, it's not a fantastic room for comedy, and the audience weren't great, but it was a good show both nights. And a girl very kind, you know, I do a little routine about people phoning me up asking to come in for shit. Have you heard me do that routine?
No.
Oh, anyway, some girl walked up to me in the break on the Saturday night and said, is it all right if I come round to your house for shit? And I said, well, as long as I can watch. And then she said, well, can I shit on you? And I said, only if I can wear cling film. And she said, that's disgusting, and walked off. Well, I didn't start it. And then on Sunday, I did the only preview for my Edinburgh show that I had, and thank God I did. I got to Balham in South London about 3 o'clock, had a couple of pints before it started. It's a good job I was early, because I discovered I was in the acoustic room, because I'd been billed as Paul B. Dennis rather than Paul B. Edwards, and no one knew who Paul B. Dennis was. They certainly didn't know that he played guitar through an amp. So we had some consternation there, which led to the gig starting 10 minutes late. I discovered that I wasn't sure I'd got 50 minutes worth of material. As it turns out, I've got about 2.5 hours. So, and I got nowhere near the end of the show. So I've had to cut loads of bits out. I've done loads of editing this week. It should be ready for Monday, hopefully. I was a bit embarrassed because obviously the show doesn't make sense if you don't get to the sort of the conclusion. You know, it's not a story arc, but it's like a scientific experiment. When you think the method and conclusion, what is it? Method, experiment, conclusion, whatever it's done. Anyway, if you leave the conclusion out, a bit of a waste of time. So I was rather embarrassed. So what I did was I bought the entire audience a drink in the bar afterwards, and they all seemed happy after that. It was fine. So anyway, I'll see how that goes this week. But yeah, it was a bit of a mare, but it worked out okay. I've got a very, very busy week this week, and for the rest of, well, until the middle of September. But I will tell you about that after the next track. Don't forget, we now play two songs in a row, back to back in this section now. You will be hearing from Dehoya Hela, because we haven't heard from them in a while. But before that, here's the Hit Priests, Tony. And they've got a Facebook page. What do you reckon their Facebook page is?
facebook.com/pages/ The Hit Priests.
You don't need the pages, you're not having it. It's facebook.com/ The Hit Priests. Works. Okay. It works, fine, yeah. So I'll have that one, which makes it probably be an Internet 3, Tony 1. I think you get your own back in the second half. This should really make you happy, Tony. This is called Cream My Jeans.
Berserker.
Yeah.
Right, that was Dijo Yael and a track called Marariet from their album Skelvi Aldrig Videla. I don't know how they say it, but it's from that album anyway. Crazy Danish experimental punk rock types. And hello to all of them. Friends of mine, friends of the show. Brilliant album. Do get hold of it if you can do. What's their MySpace page, then?
I can never remember it. It's something like, it's, I know it's abbreviated, but I don't know what it is. MySpace.com/ Dijo Yael Music.
No. You're right, it is abbreviated. Basically, they've left off the vowels of the middle. The middle vowels in the words. So it's myspace.com/ DEHJEHLE, Dehijahile. Mm. And previously, the hit Priests, Cream My Jeans, was the first track from their album Tight and Exciting, which has been out for a couple of years now, and is absolutely brilliant. Just get everything that's on this week's show. Superb. Now, you listen to Cemetery Service on the internet right now. Thanks for doing such great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
It's Paul B in the internet 4, Tony 1, should you be losing count? Have you got a gig guide?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's
international gig guide? Bar to bar. I got a bit excited.
Yeah, a little bit. It's okay. It's exciting. Again, 12 Bar Club hasn't moved. Still in the Denmark Street in London. The Denmark Street, or just Denmark Street?
The Denmark Street.
Yeah, in that.
Is it near the Ukraine and the Gambia? Yeah.
And as usual, we're going to do the weekend gigs. So, Friday, 5th of August.
Are we doing the weekend gigs, or are we doing weekend gigs?
The weekend gigs.
Right. Mm.
Friday, 5th of August. It's the Watershed and Le Tessos, or the Tossers, I guess. The Griswolds and Piper Saint.
The Griswolds?
Yeah.
Fabulous, I saw them in Spain.
Oh, nice. It's an Enterprise Studios night.
That's going to be brilliant.
Mm. How much do you think it is?
They put on a great show, the Griswolds. I'm getting £6.
It's five.
Five? That is a recession busting Friday night bargain. And the Griswolds do put on a great show. If you get the chance, go and see them do. Ask them, shout out if you do go, shout out for Gay Barn Dance, see if they play it.
Oh, well, we've played that, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they've got some great songs.
Saturday, 6th of August. Cold Hard Truth, No Second Chance, Impact. Portly Pecker, Unlucky for Some. It's a Ruction Records night. Fair bet it's probably a bit hard.
This is a very different weekend they've got down there, isn't it?
Yeah. How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Oh, phew.
Mm. And finally,
thank God for that, normality is resumed.
Exactly.
Five on nonsense.
No, five on a Friday, so impressive.
Five on a Friday.
Yeah. Sunday, 7th of August, The Morra and Wildflower. That's all I have for that one. How much do you think it is?
I think that's recession busting as well. I'm going £5.
It is.
Oh.
Yeah, it is £5.
Nice. At least they got that right.
Exactly. Crazy. That's it.
It's a tremendous venue. If you do get the chance to go down there, go. That concludes
Tony's international gig guide.
12 bar.
I'm scared.
Yeah. All right, next track, Tone.
Okay.
This is from a band called Broken Dolls that we have played before. We've played a couple of tracks, actually. We've played... what have we played here? We have played... Oh, Shake Your... Was it called Shake Your Dick? Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, we'll play another one this week. This is from their album 259. I think we played 259. From the album 259, the Broken Dolls hail from Verona in Italy. And they're on Nicotine Records, and they rock. What I want to know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Broken Dolls.
It is. Tony 2. Probably being the internet 4. This is Looking for a Driver. Looking for a driver.
Smartest peanut in the turd.
You're listening to Dead 60 underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You got any plans this week?
It's my mum's 65th, but right. I don't think we're celebrating until the week after. So apart from that, we're either celebrating buying a house or getting wasted because we didn't buy the house.
Right.
There's going to be drinking involved in some way.
There is, isn't there?
Yeah. But no, apart from that, it's just keeping cool. Keeping cool.
Your mum's older than my mum, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Well, this week there will be drinking involved, Tony. Thursday night I'm doing my comedy show at my mate Steve's pub at the Ashcroft Arms in Stopsley in Luton. It features Sally O'Sullivan and Anna Curl and undoubtedly loads of fucking drinking. Then on Friday night I'm doing my comedy show at Woodside Hall in Hitchin, which features Sully O'Sullivan and Anna Curl, and we're all going down the Vic afterwards. It's going to involve drinking.
Nice.
Then on Saturday I'm doing my comedy show at the Arts Centre in Letchworth. It features Sully O'Sullivan and Anna Curl. We're going to the Arena Tavern afterwards. It's been booked in with Bob the Landlord. There's going to be drinking, and it's a nightmare because on Sunday I'm driving to Edinburgh. Because on Monday I start my two Edinburgh shows, the Last Minute Comedy Club and Tweeting Beauty, that run from the 8th to the 27th of August. So they're every day. I'm going to be knackered. But anyway, this weekend you can find out more about the Hitchin Lecture shows on lastminutecomedy.com, and the Luton show's got a Facebook page. If you type in comedy at the Ashcroft, you'll find the group, and then the link to the page is from there. Sully O'Sullivan is one of the guys I was in Croatia with, and he's absolutely brilliant. And Anna Curl is one of my favourite acts, and she's Cornish and obsessed with pirates. It's going to be brilliant. There's other things I'm doing this week as well, but I just can't bring myself to talk to you about them. It's like, obviously I'm doing everything last minute, and obviously I shouldn't have.
It'll always be right in the end.
Oh, it always comes out in a wash, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Something that maybe doesn't come out that well in the wash, Tony, is the Fuck Nights.
Stay awake, no, don't wanna sleep. So pity, so conductor keeps.
place. There's fucking no spare love in the place.
Was the Fuck Nights, Tony, and a track called Night Terrors, which is from their new album, which I strongly recommend you get hold of. The Fuck Nights, when we played them before, did get a bit of I had a few people email me going, my God, they're good. I went, you're damn right. They're on Dirty Water Records as well. They hail from New York. They do some pretty brilliant 60s garage punk, and they're on tour at the moment. So the best way to find out more about them is go to their website, which is
fucknights.com.
It is a nice, nice with a K, which has brought it right back to what's that? Probably being the internet
4-3. Right.
It's 4-3, isn't it?
Mm.
Are you sure? Sure, it's a 5-2.
It's 4-1, and I got the last two right. So yeah,
it's 4-3. You didn't get the last two right because you didn't get De Hoy Hella right.
I got Fuck Nights and Broken Dolls right.
Oh yeah, yeah, you did. Yeah, shut up, Paul. Yeah, so it's what? So it's 4-3. Christ, that's a bit of pressure suddenly. Mm. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
And for being good at adding.
Yeah.
I've got a little shout out here. It's Luke's birthday. Luke Butte from, from the Nerks and Riot Squad and, of course, the Chavs.
That's it, yeah.
And happy birthday to Luke, who now resides in Birmingham through no fault of his own. I hope you are having, and indeed by the time you hear this, will have had a brilliant day, my friend, and thank you for giving me my records back.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to add there?
Happy birthday, Luke.
There you go. Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh dear.
I know.
Do you think it's because last week's twat was so monumentally brilliant?
Maybe people are too scared.
They can out-twat it.
See, we've had two
extremes. A while ago we had a twat we just refused to do because we can't call the son a twat. And last week was such a brilliant twat, people didn't respond to them. I don't know.
Oh, fuck Uncle Randy. I can't believe he's such a fucking twat. He's led to us not having a twat this week. That's what we'll do. We'll just call Uncle Randy a fucking twat again.
Yeah.
Randy,
good idea.
Bastard. You'll have to listen to next week's show to find out why Uncle Randy's such a fucking wankstain. But anyway, just go for it, Tone.
Okay, so Uncle Randy from wherever it was in the USA
is a twat. I'm not going without a twat again.
No.
If we don't get a twat next week, we're just fucking...
Just keep doing Uncle Randy.
Stick it to Uncle Randy until we get another twat in. Uncle Randy the Mormon, whatever he is, a fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
Just listen to last week's show so you can understand why I'm so angry about Uncle fucking Randy.
But please do remind me.
It was Aubrey, wasn't it, who told us about it?
Yeah, Aubrey Hansen.
Yeah. So, hello to Aubrey's mum.
Yes.
Just want you to know that we're on your side, sister. Uncle Randy is a fucking turd burglar. Right. Maybe you could just tell people what we really want to do this week, Tony, which is, of course, iTunes.
Yeah, we want your iTunes reviews. Please do. Easy way to do it, go to punkyradio.com. On the left-hand side is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the music store page on iTunes where you can review us. You all need to log in, which is free. So please do review us, 5 stars only. We'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. A few reviews make a massive amount of difference to the featured podcast on iTunes, so please do review us, it does help us out. And if you're not in either the UK or the US, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, your review, and we'll read it out.
It's really important that you do that. If you haven't done it already, do appreciate it. I have looked at the UK iTunes recently. We've had a couple more reviews, thank you very much. We need more. Please do make sure that you review us as soon as possible. Right, just for the last track, Tony, I've got some news, I've just thought.
Ooh.
I got an email, but an hour ago, from Captain Marbles from The Scourge.
Oh, wow, okay.
Saying that he's working on new material, and they're going to have a new album out. The Scourge are the band that, when we play out the show with Bunch of Can'ts, The Scourge are responsible for that. They've also been responsible for some classics, such as Blonde Downstairs, Paul Star Moustache, and of course the classic Harlow. I also really like Antifreeze and many other songs by them. Yeah, yum 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 yum. Anyway, very excited that he sent me a load of demos, so I'm going to be playing a demo or two over the next few weeks. Thank you very much, Marbles, for those. Absolutely brilliant. And he's got married.
Oh,
so congratulations all round, Captain Marbles. Anyway, last track this week. Haven't played anything by Resistance 77 for a while, have we?
No, it's been a while.
And that's an oversight. So I've picked another track from their latest album, Survival of the Richest. Hello to Oddy, particularly, but also to the rest of the band, because we know all of them, don't we?
Yeah. Are they in the drummer?
Atlantic Grenville, who is the fifth Resistancer, the man who makes things happen. Hello, Grenville. This is a great track. This is part of a sort of a two-song suite on this album, which they called American Trilogy Parts 1 and 2. But this is a great song. What I know is, what's Resistance 77's website? Don't forget, there's a lot of riding on this.
Resistance77.co.uk.
How are you spelling Resistance 77?
R-E-S-I-S-T-A-N-C-E and the number's 77.
Yeah, except it's .com. Ha! 40 million at 5, Tony 3. Get out of here.
We're going to Mad Rock, you couldn't take no more. Only fall.
thanks so much for listening as usual. That was just at 77. Absolutely brilliant band. I'd say every single band we've played this week have got a great album that's either out currently or has been out a few years ago, and in the case of Crewman came out 20 years ago, but is available on CD and you have to buy it. If you've got any spare money knocking about this week, this is a great week to be buying CDs or buying downloads from somewhere or other. Tone, is there anything else we need to mention?
Just that we need your feedback over the next few days.
Podcast Alley.
So Podcast Alley comments, need those in this week. It's a new month, so please do vote for us. Go to punkage.com, top of the screen. Important, please vote for us link. Hit that as usual. iTunes reviews we've mentioned. Also Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, do leave us a comment. And also, as usual, twats. I need them. Tony@punkage.com. And anything to send through, please do, because we've got to do shows at different times over the next couple of weeks. So please do get in touch.
Yeah, if you act now, as soon as you hear this, it's done, isn't it? You do us a favour, you do yourself a favour. We haven't had a competition in a while. I'm going to sort something out there. It's about time we gave something away again, I think. I will work on that. Hopefully I'll see one or two of you in either Luton, Hitchin or Letchworth over the weekend, or if not, in Edinburgh over the following month. Oh, I'm going to be knackered. There was something else I was going to tell you. I've completely forgotten it. It really doesn't matter. Best luck with the house, mate.
Thank you very much. Good old
Say
Edinburgh.
Goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Bunch of guns, yeah.